Good evening, happy new year, welcome along to the last leg here on WLR with Jordan Norris. It's been a cold start, but we've got plenty to look forward to for the year ahead. We'll be hearing back from Saturday's clash between Waterford and Cork in aid of the Friends of Brian Green and Waterford Hospice. December winner of the Waterford Sports Awards, Conor Kilgannon, joins us on the line, and we'll be previewing the big night this coming Saturday at the Granville Hotel. We'll start with Gaelic Games, where Waterford played Cork in a challenge match at Fraherfield on Saturday in aid of the Friends of Brian Green and Waterford Hospice. Former Daisha and Mount Sion star Green is currently undergoing treatment, having been diagnosed with lung cancer in May 2022. Cork ran out winners by 115 to 10 points in difficult weather conditions. Afterwards, Tomás McCarthy spoke to Brian Green and Waterford senior hurling manager Peter Queeley.
So I'm here with Brian Green at the Senior Hurling Challenge in aid of Brian and the Waterford Hospice. Brian, I think there's about 2,000 people after turning up in the wind and the rain and the cold today. What do you make of the response to today's game?
I'm overawed, to be honest. There's a lot of words I could use to describe how I feel. I'm finding it hard to nail down one of them. I was talking to one of the boys earlier and I told him it was a long time since I was nervous before a big match, you know. And I said, told him, I'm not sure if I miss it or not. It's had to be amazing what my friends are after doing for me, and I don't know. I'm very humbled by it all, and to think that these guys, you know, you forge through your career and you form relationships with men, and you know, when it turns around 20 years later and these men are there backing you up still, it just, I think it goes, you know, it says a lot for the bonds that are made with your teammates when you're playing for your county, you know. And I think the GAA in itself is such a, you know, it's such a valuable thing to us all. And it's, you know, in times of when you're down on your luck, you can be always sure that there's people there that'll dig you out if you need it, you know. And like I said, I'm a little overawed by it. It's sort of surreal, to be honest, but eternally grateful to everyone involved, you know.
Who would you have with you today, Brian, in terms of your family and friends there in the centre of the stand?
Mam and Dad are here, of course, and Debbie's Mam and Dad, and Debbie, of course, and the two kids. And, you know, there's a bit of work after me going on over the last couple of years and people involved in it, and there's a lot of those people sitting in beside us as well, and every one of them deserve it. I don't have enough words to thank them, but they may be sure that everything that's after been done the last couple of years has after been appreciated no end, you know. It's I don't know, it's, I don't want to get too emotional about it, but it's amazing. Like I said, the community we have in the GAA, that if someone is down on their luck a bit, that all of a sudden we'll all rally around. And, you know, it's after being, I might have been nervous this week, but it's a huge buzz for me to think that people think enough of you to do something like this. That's the humbling part of it. You're swelling with pride 1 minute, the next minute you're brought back down to earth, you know. But no, it's great. I'm really, really appreciative of everything that everybody's after doing, not just today, but the last couple of years, you know.
And how are you at the moment, health-wise, Brian?
Doing well. Doing everything I'm told. I have to, you know, take it as it comes. And look, I'm staying very positive. I seem to be getting on well. But we just, you know, take it as it comes and cross bridges as they come. For now, this morning, I'm 100%, I'm feeling great. I'd nearly go out and have a game.
Here at Waterford Hurling manager Peter Queeley. Peter, first and foremost, what do you make of the turnout for Brian Green and Waterford Hospice? I think there was 2,000 in the stand in desperate weather.
Yeah, I'm delighted with the attendance. You know, I think that was a, we pushed for beforehand. We said the importance of coming out and supporting Brian, and you know, all the good days that Brian has given us. I think it's important that the public got out and supported him today. It wasn't easy now to get off the couch and come out and into them conditions to watch the game, you know. So fair play to everyone who did come along for the cause.
What did you take out of your first game in charge?
Yeah, look, it was difficult, very difficult start. I think we learned a lot in the first half. I think we were a little bit lacked a lot of aggression in that first half. You can put it down to, you know, just so close to Christmas and first game, a lot of young fellas getting a start and kind of an eye opener for them. So there was a lot of learnings in the first half. I thought we adapted a lot better in the second half, threw in a few more fresh faces who got a bit of game time into them. I think they made a difference, and you could see the difference. Like, you know, I don't think on the sideline our people in the stand realised how difficult conditions were, you know, playing against that breeze. You know, we're not used to the breeze blowing that direction down the field, you know. So you know, both teams kind of struggled against the breeze for scores and getting the ball up the field and that.
What are you looking for out of these new faces on the panel, Peter, over the next couple of weeks? I know you have a few more challenge games lined up ahead of the Carlow game.
Yeah, look, as I said to the boys inside, you know, supporters come along here today. They're not here to look at Jack Pendergast or Shane Bennett or Jamie Barron. They're looking for new faces. They're looking for, you know, have we anyone new coming along there, any good young fellas, and how do they get on? I thought they adapted very well. I thought young Seamus Fitz for his first game, cornerback, was very good. You know, he wouldn't be the biggest man in the world, and wasn't a day for small hurlers, but he did very well, you know. And Finbar Rainey got his first taste of inter-county hurling as well, a wing back in the second half, and did very well. So yeah, we'd be pleased with some of the new guys, and like, they're going to get plenty more games into now in the next few weeks. You know, we have a few more good games lined up and stuff against Kilkenny, Wexford and Limerick, so it'll be good for them to get these games under their belt.
In terms of injuries, Peter, how are you looking ahead of the National League at the start of February?
Not great, Tomás, to be honest with you. You know, you saw today, like, we had 24 fellas togged out. You know, we could have named 30 on the panel, but we didn't have 30 to name. You know, we have a lot of injuries, and some will be back in the next week or two, but a lot won't be back till the end of March, maybe April. So, you know, we are a bit hampered at the moment with injuries, but we're hoping they'll be all good come the end of April or whatever.
Which players won't be back till the end of March, early February, Peter? Or early April, I should say.
Connor is still recuperating from his shoulder. He'll probably be March. Darragh Lyons looking at the end of March as well. Tighe, probably March. Trying to think who else is there now.
What type of injuries do Darragh and Tighe have?
They have long-term injuries. Like, you know, I suppose Tighe has a lot of injuries in the last few years, so he's just slowly coming back. He picked up an injury as well with his club at the end of the year, so he's just recuperating from that. Dara had a bad injury on the groin there, going back to the Clare game, believe it or not, where he came off after 10 minutes. He still hasn't been right since that, so he's recuperating from that. Connor had the shoulder injury that he hurt against Offaly last year in the league. He's still coming back from that.
Will we see Caelum Lyons and Neil Montgomery on board for the season, Peter?
Unfortunately, Tomás, we won't. Neil has moved to London. His work takes him to London. That's where he's going to be for the foreseeable future. And Caelum Lyons, unfortunately, isn't coming home from Australia either. He's staying in Australia. So the two of them are going to be big losses for the year ahead.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Austin.
It could be March as well. Yeah, look, he's had a few setbacks in the last few months as well, Austin. So it could be March before we see Austin as well.
Thanks to Tomás McCarthy for those. We'll be back after the break with soccer. Now, Villa soccer star Conor Kilgannon is the December winner of the Waterford Sports Awards in association with WLR and the Granville Hotel. Kilgannon scored 6 goals in December as Villa secured a league and cup double for the first time in their history. He scored in the 3-0 win against Tremor in the Arda Cup final, and he's fired a crucial goal in the FAI Junior Cup win against Newtown Rangers before grabbing a hat-trick in the Munster Junior Cup win against Kilmallock of Limerick, and he also found a net for Waterford in their 5-0 win against the Munster Senior League in the Oscar Trainer Trophy. Conor, first of all, massive congratulations on an excellent month for yourself, and I imagine you were delighted when you got the call to say you won the award.
Yeah, absolutely, Jordan. Definitely was an unexpected call, but of course I was delighted to hear the news.
It's been a great month. I suppose it's been a great season overall as well. Like, Villa have played 20 games, won 20 so far. You've been a model of consistency on an individual level. You've had some great performances. I imagine you're very happy with how things have gone.
Yeah, of course I am, yeah. We've had a very hectic schedule over the last few months, but with that has come a lot of success. And of course, it's nice to get a bit of personal recognition off the back of that as well.
Definitely. I think a lot of probably what the key to the success is at Villa, Connor, is probably the mentality and the way you go about things. Like, it's a very professional setup, the way you apply yourselves, the way you train, the way you kind of conduct yourselves off the field as well. I think that mentality has definitely been the reason why you've probably been so successful.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of hard work and commitment that goes in behind the scenes. For a lot of lads there, it really is work, football, sleep. You can see off the back of the success, really, that everyone puts in everything they have. Delighted then when the success does come as well.
Three trophies so far. Farah, Connor, and you're still involved in the Munster Junior Cup and the FAI Junior Cup. I know you would have set the goal of winning the league this year, but to get the league and cup double for the first time in the club's history, that was huge.
Particularly the Ardagh Cup there was one that we thought maybe over the past few seasons that we had let slip out of our hands. There definitely was that extra motivation to get that one over the line this year. That's one that we're particularly happy with.
On a personal level, you've 16 goals so far this season. You've always been involved in the goals, but I suppose it's been a very prolific season on a personal level so far. Have you made any changes to your own personal game that you think you're seeing that level of improvement?
I wouldn't particularly say I've made changes to my game. Maybe I'm playing a little higher up the field this season, but I've always had a few goals in me, and that's a major point of my game. I'm there to score goals as well, so
it's all about contributing to the team at the same time though as well. Like, I can see there's a great spread of goals across the Villa team, and defensively you've got a very solid unit to build off as well. So I think the key thing is that, say for argument's sake, somebody isn't performing or so to speak, like, there's always a case of somebody else will step up and do the job. Like, it's really, really is a team game, and that's a team mentality.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've a really full strong squad all round. You know, when someone's not performing, there's always someone to come in to replace them, and that's what that's what makes the team good, is there's always that competitive nature in training and in match days then as well.
What's it like being a member of the Villa squad? Like, you know, I suppose we kind of only look at it from the outside in terms of the group and that as well. Like, because to be so successful, I imagine you have to be a very close unit as well. Like, you probably tight knit, you're probably great friends with a lot of your teammates as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the lads there have been there the last, 5-6 years. Squad really hasn't changed that much since we kind of started under Conor Cole 4 years ago. So yeah, we are a tight-knit group, and even off the field as well, most of the lads are friends and they hang out together. You can see that then when we're on the field together then as well.
Definitely. And I think it's a very important thing to note that, like, it's quite a young team too, despite all the success you might have had. Like, the average age of the squad is quite low as well. So I think it's a squad that always has potential in it. The conveyor belt keeps going because Villa are doing really well in underage competitions too. So probably what we're seeing now is that a lot of the players are probably reaching what would be considered their peak, Connor.
That's it, yeah. Yep, still young, but some of the lads are coming into kind of middle 20s now, and they've had, there's a lot of experience in the squad still, based off success we've had in the last few years. So there really is a nice age profile there now. And of course, with young lads coming through every season, you're always adding one or two more good young fellas to that fold every year as well.
Big game experience is something that a lot of you would have as well, despite being so young too, because obviously you were involved in the latter stages of so many competitions last season too. And I think the sense of occasion for where other people, might get nervous in that as well, it's probably something that you've become really, really used to now.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, there is a lot of big game experience, particularly, a lot of lads have played in Junior Cup finals, Munster finals, they've won some, they've lost some. But you can definitely see, particularly on the kind of local level here, that experience stands out.
You were the man that got the famous goal back in 2022 when you won the FAI Junior Cup. It's early days and there's a lot of rounds to go, but like, I imagine when you're setting out a goal for a year, like, to experience something like that again is always something that you really want to feel over and over and over again.
Of course, yeah. That was a great day anyway, and it's a day I would like to relive again. We always set out to go far in the likes of the Junior Cup. After the Christmas break now, it'll be business as usual, and we'll have our eyes set on going close.
I suppose not to be cliche, but it's very hard to kind of look past exactly what's in front of you as well, Conor. Like, there's no point in getting caught up and thinking of getting to finals and winning national and provincial trophies. Like, you can kind of only really look at what is exactly ahead.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, when you have a busy schedule and you're playing games, you know, twice a week, every 3 or 4 days, you kind of have to set your eyes on the game that's before you. So we take it game by game, usually.
Just on the overall phase as well, you're involved with the Oscar Traynor Trophy. You're part of the winning squad last year. You had Irish amateur call-ups as well. Like, I imagine looking back on 2024, it was a really, really good year for yourself, Conor.
It was, yeah. I personally had a great year, like you said, being involved in those other squads as well. And hopefully, you know, I got some good experience then that I can bring back to Villa and add some more value to the team.
Just in terms of that Oscar Traynor Trophy squad as well, Conor, like, I suppose being the All-Ireland champions, having that target on your backs, it's difficult, but the start to the competition from Waterford has been excellent.
Yeah, we've had a great start to the season as well, and the squad is very strong. And of course, there's a lot of Villa lads in there, but there's also some really good players from other local clubs, such as, you know, Tramore and Dungarvan as such. And, you know, we've been training regularly with them, and lads are getting on great together. So it definitely is a squad that should be looking at retaining that title this year.
Hopefully. And again, like, I think the standard of the league in Waterford has probably improved, and that's why we're seeing the benefit of that to Villa and the overall Oscar Traynor itself. Like, because week in, week out, people might think, you know, it's a formality that certain results will go certain ways, but like, it's a very, very competitive league. You get nothing easy in the Waterford Premier League.
No, you don't. Absolutely not. Some of the other sides are very strong as well. And even though we have won the league in the last few seasons, we always get pushed quite closely. And I think that the Waterford Junior League is regarded as a very strong league on the national level as well. So that just kind of speaks to the testament of how good it is.
Absolutely. And a final question, Conor, the big night coming up now on Saturday, January the 11th at the Granville. You'll be sharing the stage with some of the biggest, brightest sports stars in Waterford. I imagine really, really looking forward to that big night for yourself and your family.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it should be a good night out. I'm looking forward to it now.
Well, Conor, wish you all the very best for everything that's ahead for 2025. Massive congratulations on being the December winner of the Waterford Sports Awards in association with WLR and the Granville Hotel.
Welcome back.
Thanks very much,
Jordan.
Before the break, we heard from Conor Kilgannon, the December winner of the Waterford Sports Awards in association with WLR and the Granville Hotel. We're now going to hear from all 12 monthly winners for 2024 ahead of the big night at the Granville Hotel this coming Saturday. Our 12 monthly winners are as follows. January, Ben Johnson for hockey.
To get qualification, as you said, is a huge step for this sport in this country, and more on an individual level, to not be selected for the original team, to get drafted in the last minute, and then to have the impact that I did have, it's very special to me. And the recognition that the Granville Hotel and WLR are having is just leaps and bounds for my career and my socials here down in Waterford, because I always like to keep my roots at my heart in here in Waterford, even if I'm not always here. So it's really important to me, and just an honour to be here. The emotions couldn't be summed up in this conversation. I'd be a week talking to you, but some people on that team have worked a serious amount of time for that, and some people are lucky along the way and never got that kind of experience, but now we have an opportunity to do something really special.
February, Kate Veal for Athletics.
I was actually very surprised. I definitely wasn't expecting it, but it was a great honour. When I'm putting in all the work and training, I suppose not thinking of these awards, I'm thinking of the performance, but it's just so nice to get the recognition, and hopefully it also to promote athletics, I suppose. And yeah, I was delighted and just, yeah, really honoured and grateful to have gotten the award. Yeah, having those people around me, that really kind of, there's so much behind the scenes and other stuff that goes on, that for me on the day that I'm able to go out and perform, there's a lot, of stuff, as I said, behind the scenes to get there.
March, Henry de Bromhead for horse racing.
We had a great month, yeah, absolutely. Very fortunate to win the Supreme Novices and the Champion Chase at Cheltenham. Delighted for everyone, you know, all the team at home and all involved. It's brilliant to get it. And look, we had a great month either way, domestically and abroad. So all good.
April, Jack Hearn for golf.
Anytime you get an award based in your own county, it's a good sign that you're on the right track and doing a lot of good stuff. So yeah, delighted to find out about it. European Nations is kind of like a pre-season. It's kind of like a European Championship just sort of before the summer kicks off. I think that was only your second time winning as a team. The first time was in 2016. So it's nice to kind of get our name on the board of a lot of prestigious winners in the past.
Me, Jack O'Donoghue for rugby.
It's quite special, you know, when I see the names of people that, you know, the 14 lads or 13 lads who've also done it alongside. And, you know, there's some massive big names, but then there's also names that actually haven't made it just yet as well. You know, I'm incredibly privileged. I'm incredibly honoured to have the opportunity to play for Munster, but then to play over 200 times. It's crazy. You know, 10 years ago, you know, I had my fair share of injuries, and you know, to be able to come back each time and to be able to put down a performance and to, you know, to have the drive and motivation to keep going. And it's certainly, you know, something I probably towards the end of last year when I knew I was coming close to the number, it was definitely a goal of mine to get to.
June, Thomas Barr for Athletics.
It's something that I'm very grateful for, especially at this part of my career, because I kind of thought my medal winning days might have been beyond me. But I'm lucky to still be a part of such an amazing team in the mixed four before at the moment. For as long as I've been involved in the sport, I have never seen so much support from the general public, so much support on social medias, and so much media coverage of the sport. As well as we had record-breaking crowds at national championships there only a couple of weeks ago. So it is amazing to see so much support behind our sport. What would have been, say, typically a minority sport.
July, Damien Vericker for Paracycling.
It was really unexpected, and yeah, as I said, yeah, I was kind of in a bit of shock, right, you know, when actually I was told, yeah, I've been selected for the Granville Sports Athlete of for the month of July. But yeah, no, yeah, I've said really delighted and proud, you know, to be accepted on, you know, a part of the big team that's behind me in Waterford. Yeah, as I said, I'm just really proud to be accepting this for everyone on behalf of, yeah, everyone that's behind me in Waterford. So, yeah, thanks a lot.
August, Kevin Mahoney for Hurling.
Grateful to get the award. You know, I haven't been with the committee in that there, you know, just to be recognised by those kind of people, you know, is a very nice thing. I suppose, you know, most importantly, I suppose probably it's a testament to the group that we've had and the work we've put in over the last few years more than anything. So, yeah, I suppose it's a team award more than anything. Always nice to follow the lads. You know, they obviously would have given me a nice bit of guidance throughout the years. And, you know, still obviously playing on the same team as a few of them, which is, you know, it's very nice too. It's probably something that you might take for granted at times. But, you know, yeah, definitely. Look, at times like now, it's nice to be following their footsteps, definitely.
September, Pádraic Mahoney for Hurling.
Yeah, it's obviously a lovely honour to be recognised on a personal level. Yeah, and obviously it's been a while since we last were on the pitch, so you nearly forget about what happened in the Waterford Championship, so it's nice to be able to reflect in a positive way. Obviously getting over the line of Waterford is always our number one target every year, and then once you do that, you can kind of reset, recharge the batteries with a break again before you lead into the Munster club, so you could argue that that's suited us over the last number of years.
October, Katie Murray for Ladies Football.
I'm delighted to receive the award today. You know, we've had a great month since the 11th of October. I think it's meant a lot to the team and also the parish. You know, we've had a big crowd at our three Munster games, which shows that it not only meant a lot to the team, but to the three parishes that are connected to the team. So it's nice to see not only the team enjoying the win, but also everyone in the community. Such a relief, I suppose, would probably be the best word to describe it. You know, maybe there was 3 minutes left on the clock and we were kind of looking at each other like, have we done this? Could they get 9 points in the next 3 minutes? But I suppose the main emotion was relief, and we were all just so delighted to finally get over the line. You know, it's been a tough 12 years.
November, Keelan Cassidy for boxing.
Over the moon, so I was, and it was unbelievable. Just great to see that all the hard work I've put in and getting the recognition for it. So, yeah, absolutely chuffed. My girlfriend, my family, my friends, the community, Ballybeg, Waterford, they've just been they've been behind me from the start, you know, and it's just great to see the bit of recognition back here and to see the smile on everyone's face when I'm away boxing or whatever it may be. It's just unbelievable, you know, and that puts a smile on my face, and it's just delighted to be back now for the next couple of weeks and get to bump into everyone around and just get to see them all, and just, I suppose, thanks for all the support and the amazing journey they've been on with me.
and December, Conor Kilgannon for soccer.
Definitely was an unexpected call, but of course I was delighted to hear the news. We've had a very hectic schedule over the last few months, but with that has come a lot of success. And of course, it's nice to get a bit of personal recognition off the back of that as well. I wouldn't particularly say I've made changes to my game. Maybe I'm playing a little higher up the field this season, but I've always had a few goals in me. And, you know, that's a major point of my game. I'm there to score goals as well, so...
That's all for this week. The Waterford Sports Awards take place this Saturday at the Granville Hotel. Who will be the first ever overall winner and who will be the first ever entrant to the Waterford Sporting Hall of Fame? We can hardly wait to find out. I'll be back this Friday with Lorna Parka. Until then, I've been Jordan Norris. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. Have a great week.